The tension surrounding BitChat in Uganda is really heating up.
Absolutely. It's a bold move by the developer to stand up to the government like this.
Uganda has a track record of restricting apps during elections to manage information flow.
And BitChat's emphasis on user privacy is a key point of contention in this situation.
The app's resistance to government interference is quite remarkable.
It's all due to its decentralized technology, making it a tough nut to crack for any authority.
The trend towards empowering users in the tech industry is really shining through here.
It does raise important questions about freedom of speech and the influence of technology in democratic processes.
Governments worldwide are facing challenges in regulating digital communication without infringing on individual rights.
And with the election looming, all eyes are on how this situation will unfold.
The Ugandan government's response will be crucial in shaping the future of online platforms during sensitive times.
It's a pivotal moment that could set a precedent for governments dealing with similar issues.
This clash underscores the ongoing struggle for digital freedoms against governmental control.